You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Are you ready to embark on a transformation journey that will elevate your project management career? If you are, come here. I got something for you. Today's episode is entitled Your Certification Journey, Embracing the Power of the 5 Best Project Management Certifications. Again, Your Certification Journey, Embracing the Power of the 5 Best Project Management Certification. Family, if you're new to the channel, I have a 7-point framework. After that, I'm out. If you don't know who I am by now, I go by the name of ED. For all you smart and intelligent folks out there listening, it just simply means Ed. First point, how I did this, family, is I've unpacked it in a way where we're going to start at the most experience and then we'll go down to entry level, if that's okay with you. So the first one, I went back and forth because there were so many I could have put on here, but I'm going to do it the way if I was going for it or if I was coaching or mentoring someone that was making a decision that either they were new to project management or they've been in project management and trying to figure out which certification they should go with and the reason why. So the first one is the PGMP. That's the acronym. It stands for Program Management Professional. Basically, this particular certification, it really builds on how you can harness the strategic execution by demonstrating expertise in managing and aligning multiple projects. One of the things as a program manager, you have multiple projects, and if the certification is really geared for a project manager, most of the time you'll see someone who gets a PGMP, they already have their PMP, and the next step for them is the PGMP. One of the ones I said that I left out was the portfolio manager. That's the next step above the PGMP, but I thought the PGMP would be a good high-level certification. That's a certification I'll definitely be going after in the future currently. But again, this certification really tests your ability, how you can allocate resources over multiple projects, at the same time being able to track multiple project timelines. And while you're doing all of that at the same time, ensuring that you're making strategic decisions for the organization collectively. Let's move on to point number two, my favorite certification, the one that it made me work so hard for, the nights that I lost sleep on, is the PMP. Matter of fact, I have a story coming out for you pretty soon, family, about my story of getting the PMP. Oh man, I promise you, this is something you want to bring your popcorn to, because this is going to be one of those nail biters. But it may get a little sad, but it's the truth. So point number two is project management professional, or what we call PMP. This basically is a recognized worldwide certification. It really shows your expertise within project management, and it just puts you in what they call an elite group of project managers. But I do have a caveat to that. And I'm going to say this early and often, is that just because you get these certifications, it doesn't stop there. Just because you get certified, it doesn't mean that you don't have to go put in the work to go still continue to learn. Yes, there's PDUs that you're responsible for in order to maintain your certification. However, you have to ensure for yourself that you're doing more outside of that. Anyway, point number three, this is a certification I am working on this year of attaining. Basically, it's the PMI ACP, which stands for basically Project Management Institute Agile Certified Practitioner. This basically just shows your proficiency when it comes to the Agile framework and basically the adaptive project manager. So those these first three that I've shared with you, the PGMP, the PMP, and the PMI-ACP, these are all PMI certified certifications. PRINCE2, that's my point number four. PRINCE2, I haven't really got, this is more, I see a lot of more people, let's say Europe, the UK, basically in Europe that have the PRINCE2. The PRINCE2 is really like a process-driven certification. It really empowers you to excel in diverse project landscapes. I may be getting this as well, just because I just love the opportunity to get better at building processes or identifying processes and building it up from there. So this is something probably next year I'll start focusing on and getting the training in that. Now, let's go down to the entry levels in a sense, and I do have some of them that may catch you off guard. So the first one, of course, is the CAPM, or the Certified Associate in Project Management. This is for someone that is really looking to build a strong foundation of project management and understand the principles and practices, ITTOs, the 49 process, etc. But this is more of an entry level. You don't need all of these years, multiple years as a project manager like you do for the PMP or the PGMP. When I say multiple years, I think it's anywhere from 3 to 5 years in order to sit for the PMP of experience. With this, you don't have to have any experience, but there are certain requirements or prereqs that are required. I do have a video on that, so go check it out. I may even link it in the video. Anyway, next one, this is one that caught me off guard, and I had to go do some homework on it because I was like, I've never heard of this before. It's called Certified, which is my point number six, Certified Project Manager. The acronym is IAPM. Hey, if anyone has heard of this or actually have this certification, leave a comment. I'm curious how, what made you go for this particular certification, because one thing I loved about it when I was doing my homework, it really focused on the practical skills at the same time empowering you as a project manager around the principles. So it really builds you up and builds that confidence. To me, in my opinion, I don't want to compare and contrast the two, but there's a lot of similarities with the IAPM, or the Certified Project Manager, and the CAPM, the Certified Associate in Project Management. So those two, in my humble opinion, have a similarity as far as building those practical skills, building that foundation that you're going to need to have the required success in this thing that you love, that I love, called project management. And here's another sneaky one that I threw in. You know, I didn't want to be like everyone else. I could have just given you the CSM, and I said, no, let's stretch. Let's make myself uncomfortable, because again, this is another certification, which leads me to my point number seven, which is the CompTIA project. The CompTIA project plus, project plus is really the stepping stone that impacts the essentials of project management. Is really across all industries. And what impressed upon me about this certification is, again, the stepping stone. You know, like I said, these are more entry level type certifications. And to all those that just really kind of turn, as my grandma would say, a stank eye at these type of certifications, I'm confused, you know, because it's important to build that foundation. If you don't have any project management experience, these certifications don't require a lot of project management experience. This is what I call an appetizer. What is an appetizer? Well, when you go to a restaurant and the waiter comes to you and says, "Hey, would you like appetizers before your meal, or are you just going to order a meal?" And see, to me, these certifications, for someone that has never done project management and is interested in project management, and they want to get a certification to really, you know, beef up their resume as well as beef up their skill set, I definitely recommend you getting a CAPM or the CompTIA Project Plus, because again, it's going to build those essential project management knowledge areas. And and what I also love about this thing is the ability to help you early in the career, going back to my analogy about the appetizer, to see if you even want to do this. A lot of people, it's sort of like you get a degree in something and then you get out of college and you're like, man, I don't want to do that. I'll give you a perfect example of that. You know, I was thinking of, I was in insurance and I was like, yeah, I want to, you know, I love insurance. I mean, this is something that is an evergreen product. People are always going to need insurance. And then I started going through the process to get to work in the field of, I think it was like, not healthcare, but life insurance. And I was just like, yeah, this probably is not for me. And I enjoyed the training because it had a sales component that I really appreciate, which I'm going to be putting videos out to family talking about the importance of a project manager in sales. And I'm not talking about in sales as you're selling a product. I'm talking about leveraging the sales techniques as a project manager to be able to lead projects more, more efficiently, to be able to persuade and to be able to negotiate on certain things. Anyway, that's it for me today, family. I appreciate you tuning in with me. If you haven't subscribed, please subscribe, hit that like button and leave a comment. I want to see what's going on with you guys, family. I haven't heard from you in a while, so I'm looking forward to seeing what is going on in your career and in life. Until next time, this has been your boy ED. I'm out.